The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning. Good day. And I would like to start with a story. There was a Zen teacher who came from Japan in the 1960s here to the San Francisco Bay Area. And his name was Kōbun Chino. And he was also apparently a master of Zen archery or the way of archery. Japanese archery. And he was invited to Esalen. Esalen was a retreat center that is very famous for its incubating much of the human potential movement of the 1960s and so forth. And it exists, it lives, Esalen Retreat Center is right on the cliffs in Big Sur, south of here, overlooking the Pacific Ocean. It's a magnificent place. There's lawn in the front, kind of goes right up to the cliff, and you see, vast Pacific Ocean in front of you. So Kōbun Chino was invited there to do a archery demonstration, and many people came out on the lawn to watch him, and he was all set up, and he was wearing kind of this formal Japanese archery robe or clothes, kind of very formal, ritualistic-looking clothes. And he came up and to where he was going to stand, and he took a long time to prepare himself. And apparently people watching were just mesmerized by his care, his attention to detail, his focus, his and how he prepared and how he got himself in position, and it took a long time to take his position and get himself centered and balanced with his stance, his legs just right, and then picking up his bow and communing with the bow, getting ready with the bow, then pulling out an arrow and placing the arrow just right. And this was a long process of very concentrated and focused. And apparently the way he did it, people were kind of just mesmerized, kind of came along with him. And it was so like tea ceremony, some beautiful ritual. And finally, he spent a lot of time getting himself just making the aim to really, and finally he released the arrow, and the arrow flew straight right into the mark, and it landed smack in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. That's where he had aimed it for. And so it's a wonderful story that it's not about what he was trying to hit. It wasn't about trying to hit something exactly. It was all about his presence, his attention to the present moment, to his body, to his details. He was fully engaged in this process. And then when he was aiming, it was hard to miss the Pacific Ocean if you do standing on the cliff looking in the general direction. But he took his task very seriously. He was very focused. The point was not to shoot the arrow and to hit the target. The point was to really be able to see. To get concentrated in the process, the sense of purpose, the engagement with what he's doing. So this is what I'd like to suggest for today, is that it's the preparation and the sense of concentration, purpose of what we're doing that's important. Don't worry so much about the results of your practice, but really kind of center yourself here. Have a strong sense of purpose, like here is where you're going to get into the present moment. prepare yourself for it, to get everything lined up, to kind of aim for the present moment and really be here. And maybe you'll never shoot the arrow. That's not the point, is what you're preparing yourself to do. It's the way that it puts you into the activity of being present. So, so we take a comfortable, upright meditation posture and take time with your posture. It could be that you make some big swaying back and forth. It's possible that you just do very small, little movements. And the point is not to find the right posture. The point here is to really be present in the finding it. Really feel and sense your body. And feel the weight of your sitting bones, if you're sitting. And feel if the weight above your torso is balanced, comes down in a balanced way on the sitting bones. Not too much on one or the other. Not projected forward or backwards. Just everything lined up. And then with the same kind of care that every little detail is precious, is tender, is done gently, carefully, close your eyes. And then to prepare yourself, take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in deeply and exhaling and grounding yourself here, this place, this the body on your seat, place where you're meditating, as if you're establishing a balance, a stability in the place, with the place you're sitting on. That which is holding you up. Continuing with some somewhat deeper breaths. Long exhale. Relaxing. Now letting your breathing return to normal. And still the preparation of arriving here, being ready. As you exhale, relax your body. Relax the face, around the eyes. Relax the shoulders, softening. But not so much to just be completely relaxed, but softening, relaxing to really be here in an intentional way, to embodied way, as if you're preparing your whole body for a very important task. Softening in the chest. Relaxing in the belly. And for everything to work together in harmony, it's best to let go of any unnecessary tension. It could be in the hands, in the fingers, up the arms. in the thighs, calves, and the feet. And then without changing anything in your posture, to embody your posture more fully. Think more of the preparation for engaging in the purpose of meditation, that you invite your whole body along to participate in this attention, presence, the setting up of your attention. And then to prepare to make the aim, like the archer who took a lot of time to prepare and aim and establish that the aim where the arrow was going to go. So set your aim on the body breathing. This is the purpose here, to really connect, be present for the inhale, the exhale, in whatever place in the body where is the right place for you to put your attention regarding breathing. Maybe where you most enjoy your breathing. Maybe where it's clearest. And the point here is now it's not to be successful, not to accomplish anything, but rather to setting yourself up with the aim, really aiming gently, lovingly at the sensations of the body breathing. Entering into the sense of purpose and dedication to be with your breathing. Entering into the practice of mindfulness of breathing. With a sense of purpose, dedication. Where part of what you're doing when you're meditating is embodying, inhabiting, evoking a sense of purpose. This is what you're doing now, is just with quietly breathing. With every exhale, letting the thinking mind become quieter so you can really hold the aim on the full extent of the exhale, relaxing, present, with purpose. If you lose contact with your breathing, it's okay. Bring yourself back into the dedication of finding the breath, getting centered on the breath, aiming at the breath. It's not so important that you drifted off. It's important that you come back and start again. Always, whenever you can, having a purpose, a very valuable purpose of really honing in on breathing, quieting the thinking mind, relaxing tension, all in the service of a dedicated attention to breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, I invite you to experiment with reorienting yourself with this to a sense of purpose, dedication, engagement with the dedication of merit, with the turning our practice around and wishing well for this world of ours. And how would you embody this change of direction in the practice now and give yourself over to a new purpose, the purpose of wishing for the welfare of others, a kind, supportive, caring concern for the welfare of the world. And with this new purpose, to enter this purpose for these couple of minutes, may it be that any known and unknown ways that we've benefited from this practice, may we let those benefits spread from us into the world so that the benefits of this meditation benefit others as well. May it be that our practice is for the welfare and happiness of everyone. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may this be a purpose I carry with me on this day, that I look for ways to contribute to the welfare and happiness of the world. Thank you.